Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, Chris Malone from the 98.5 KTK Morning Show. Here is a look at KTK Morning News for Thursday, November 17th, 2022. Gainesville residents suing the city over the elimination of single-family zoning is receiving support from county leaders. The Alachua County Commission has filed a motion to support a lawsuit filed by Gainesville Neighborhood Voices, which is challenging the city's split vote in October that allows multi-unit homes in two-thirds of city neighborhoods. County leaders say the neighborhood density change would impact county roads and force upgrades. A final hearing request has been made for December 13th. However, recently elected city leaders Ed Book, Brian Eastman, and Mayor Harvey Ward opposed the ordinance, leaving only two city commissioners who support the measure, a topic that will most likely be readdressed in the new year. Marion County has grown steadily over the past decade, and that growth is expected to continue for at least the next 20 years. That's the message to county commissioners this week from the Ocala Metro Chamber and Economic Partnership. CEP President Kevin Sheely says Ocala is among the top 25 fastest-growing areas in America, with 524 people moving into Marion County for every 100 moving out. Sheely pointed to a positive partnership between local government and the private sector for the prosperity and development since the Great Recession. Marion County's median household income has grown over 31% faster than the national average, and recently was named the 10th safest place to live and 6th fastest growing metro area in America, according to U.S. News and World Reports. And a man who drove his SUV through a Wisconsin Christmas parade last year, killing 6 people and injuring dozens, was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. 40-year-old Darryl Brooks Jr. was found guilty on 76 charges, including the intentional homicide of those he killed when he drove through a Waukesha Christmas parade on November 21, 2021, injuring 62 people and killing 6, one of which was an 8-year-old boy. Brooks blamed a fight with his girlfriend prior to his drive and that he suffered from mental illness and physical abuse since he was young. The judge ruled the mandatory life in jail sentences to be served consecutively so there would be no chance of an early release from prison.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The future of police canine units in Gainesville will be in the hands of the upcoming city commission. After the cancellation of meetings in September and October, residents packed Wednesday afternoon session at City Hall to voice their opposition and support for the 9 canine units of the Gainesville Police Department. Although the meeting lasted for more than 4 hours, the current commission decided to table the issue until the newly elected city commission takes office in January. Police dogs have come under fire after Terrell Bradley was apprehended by a canine unit in July, in which Bradley lost his right eye. Casey Anthony says that the death of her daughter Kaylee was the result of her father attempting to cover up abuse of her 2-year-old. The accusation was made in a new documentary series in which the Orlando mother says the day that Kaylee disappeared that she fell asleep in her arms. Casey says that she was awakened by her father George holding the water-soaked lifeless child and blaming Casey for her death. The 2008 first-degree murder trial of Casey Anthony ended in a not guilty verdict in 2011, citing her own abuse from her father as to why she lied in court. George Anthony ferociously denied the abuse allegations in court and has never been charged with any of the crimes related to them. The 3-part limited series Casey Anthony, Where the Truth Lies is set to be released November 29th on the video streaming platform Peacock. And an airline pilot and airport crew worked together to reunite a passenger with a missing cell phone that had been left at the gate through the window of the airplane. Southwest Airlines posted a video to Facebook showing the captain of the flight hanging out of the cockpit window to retrieve a phone being passed up to him by jumping ground crew workers at the Long Beach, California airport. The phone had been found in the gate area after the plane finished boarding while the airplane was in the process of departing the airport. A grateful passenger was beyond excited to be reunited with her phone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.